This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
News about open carry in Florida. That's coming up. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, as we make Monday great, a very chilly Monday. Just think about all the bugs. They're going to be killed. That's a good thing.
Wow.
Always look at the positive side
of
it.
I like that.
And just embrace it. I love it as a break. I don't want it to go on for months and months and months, and I don't need it to get too cold, but I'll take this. I'm good with it. It's going to warm back up for Thanksgiving anyway. So
it's going to be nice. It's a nice week.
Then we're supposed to get some more cooling, right?
Isn't that, next weekend.
The dealio?
Yep.
All right. Hey, let me give you the code word in case you didn't get it yet. Code word for today is festival. Text that to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the big show. Two-day concert, Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more, May 9th and 10th. So it's festival, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. Text that word to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. And hopefully you'll win a pair of those tickets. They're valued at about $139 each.
Nice.
And if you don't want to wait to see if you win them or not, because you want to make sure you're going, tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. So, you know, it's been an ongoing thing that Greg and I and Louis Valdez from Gun Owners of America and others we've talked about on the air, and that is the idea of having open carry as an option for Floridians as a way to basically protect ourselves and our families, etc. So advocates for pushing for this, to join the overwhelming majority of states that do allow open carry of guns, well, we are all not going to be so happy with State Senate President Ben Albritton. Apparently, he said on Tuesday that he has no desire to cross the Florida Sheriff's Association, which disfavors open carry. I'd like to know what the percentage is there of those who voted against it. Let me be clear about this. I've supported law enforcement my entire life. It's the way I was raised, and I've been super consistent as a legislator to support law enforcement in Florida. And I encourage you to check that record. And I stand with them today in opposition. Albritton told reporters in his first media availability after being sworn in as the presiding officer for the next 2 years. But if you recall, I had a conversation with Governor DeSantis himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the weed and how he was against the weed, number three on the ballot initiative or whatever. And I said, I'd rather have open carry than the weed myself. And he said, you just might get that in the next session. He said that.
But here we
are. Did he know the position of the incoming president of the Senate? I don't know. And does that mean it won't happen because of that? Is this the governor like trying to play both sides of it? Hey, I'm for it, but you know, knowing full well that it's never going to go anywhere. Because I've wondered that about other politicians who claim to be all, you know, Second Amendment, Second Amendment. And then when it comes to that issue, they're like,
yes.
Like, my constitutional rights shouldn't be squishy. They're pretty rock solid the way they're written. Why don't you treat them as such? But to address it further, we're going to have Louis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, who's very, very familiar with all this stuff. He's going to be with us on the show at 8:05 this morning. So,
But doesn't it seem that's been a pattern that things get sent to Tallahassee and basically they're said, dead on arrival. I mean, we've seen that as a quote before. It gets so frustrating.
I don't know what the actual fear factor is when it comes to open carry for a law-abiding citizen. If you're a bad guy, you're probably not going to carry open.
Right.
And so they are still going to be bad guys that are going to carry guns no matter what you do for law-abiding citizens. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you benefit be to the law-abiding citizen? And wouldn't it help possibly to reduce crime? Because, you know, it's one thing to cuss somebody out or flip them a bird. It's another thing to get into a gunfight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just would like the option. That's all. I would just like to have the option as a law-abiding citizen, you know, and I think the Second Amendment provides for that, but apparently not.
I don't think that I would personally, in a lot of settings, because like you say, it depends on where you are. Am I going to go out to a local steakhouse and feel the need to carry open? No, not really. But let's say you're just out and about, maybe a little more rural area, maybe you're just hanging out with some friends, whatever. Camping, a lot of places, I think it would just be nice to not have to have it in waste or whatever, just from a comfort level, if nothing else.
That true?
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I just, you know, look, it's either constitutional right or it's not. I mean, that's...
Exactly. No, you're right.
Part of the deal. So,
yeah.
And we'll talk further about this with Luis Valdez and see. And look, yeah. If there is... in fact, he's quoted this article. He just smacked Florida gun owners in the face after those gun owners gave him the very office he holds because they installed a Republican supermajority into power. They put him in that office, says Luis Valdez, Florida State Director of Gun Owners of America, in a text message to the Phoenix. That this is the Florida Phoenix. It is a publication of, you know, Second Amendment news, et cetera. So, yeah, very interesting. We will have him on, and we will definitely address that. Thanksgiving, almost here. Be careful. Utilize your patience if you have to travel. A lot of folks will be on the roads, in the airports. You know how it gets. It'll be a little messy. A lot of patience. But a plurality of Americans say their Thanksgiving plans are affected by price increases, according to the latest weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov. And have your Thanksgiving plans for this year been affected by price increases is the question. 37% said yes, they have been affected by price increases. Another 36% said their plans have not been affected. Another 8% said they are not sure. 47% said their plans are affected by price increases. That's a plurality of Republicans. Okay, the first one was across the board. Republicans apparently are feeling it to maybe a greater degree, or at least they're admitting it. That could be part of it as well. I don't see the major what's the major block. I mean, okay, it's nice when turkey's like a dollar a pound. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see anything that appeared to be outrageous to me as far as that goes. And then the other thing is, if you're going to travel, gasoline prices are not great like they were under Trump, but they're much better than they've been. I mean, I'm not trying to make a case that everything's all hunky-dory, but, you know, how many people are really going to... Their plans might be affected, but are they really going to change?
You'll probably spend it anyway, even though you know it's costing you more than it did.
Here's how your plans changed.
Yeah.
Oh, heck no, we're not hosting this year. Not with the cost of everything. Nope, we're going to someone else's house. We're going to make a mess, and then we're going to leave.
Yeah, we're bringing the...
That's what we're doing.
We're bringing the green bean casserole, and we're out of there.
As long as you have those crunchy onion things on top.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have those.
That's what I thought, right? Absolutely. This is like a law or something. No,
there's a rule somewhere in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Even sanctuary cities, I think.
Really?
They have to do. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I think.
Huh.
Oh, Kevin O'Leary comments on Trump and tariffs and China. Details on that coming up. But that's after What's Bugging You. This is where you call in and get something off your chest that's bugging you. All right. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Ready to call in? 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raise the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupting the great
97.3 The Sky.
Happy Monday, my friends. Cold start. Be prepared for that. But the rest of the day is going to be great because... well, we're going to help to make it that way. It is 7:21. It's time for What's Bugging You, where you call in, get off your chest, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be political. Could have to do with traffic or World War III or everything in between, all right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. If you don't get through right away, try back. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. What's bugging me is I am so fed up with hearing about these so-called men or boys that want to play in women's sports. We can take this thing right off the table and not hear about it again. Why don't they just create their own league and let them pull each other's hair out or whatever they do?
Yeah, you have to have, I guess, a certain amount to have a league or whatever, but nobody's preventing that from happening.
There just aren't enough of them, I'm sure, and, you know, but the idea.
And then boys transitioning to girls are going to be different than girls transitioning to boys, so it's not like you can give one league.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gets complicated. Same thing with bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is, okay, so I think that I heard that all of the boats in the country need to be certified or in by tomorrow, and California is still trying to steal the election. I saw Nancy Pelosi's daughter going out, because I guess they have some kind of law that they can go out to each of these people's houses and get a signed affidavit saying, oh, no, I really wanted to vote for this person. If their ballot didn't have a signature or a date stamp or whatever, or it was late. So they're still trying to steal these elections. We've got three House seats that haven't been called, and at one point, all of the Republicans were way ahead. Now they're almost tied.
Yeah.
200 and 400 votes.
And they have no shame. That's exactly the game they're playing. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I was listening to news again this morning, and all these Democrats coming out trying to take the credit for Kamala losing this election. I asked my husband, why are they willing to take credit for it? He said they're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, that they have seen the light, they're going to change their ways. Well, nobody needs to believe that because a zebra is still a zebra. They're not going to change.
Yeah, a wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition.
And it will still eat you for dinner.
Good morning, Mary. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Excuse me. Tulsi Gabbard. In 2016, there was an article in the Ocala Star-Banner about all of the Democrats' presidential wannabes. She was one of them. And the article gives a picture of each one and some identifying statement that would give you an idea where they stood in government. Now, I'm sorry, I cannot give you the exact quote. I don't have it at my hands right now. I should have been better prepared. I am sorry. But my paraphrase is, as she said, her main concern is war and peace. And she intended to work towards that end. my paraphrasing makes as much sense to me as her actual quote. You can read it for yourself if you can get that thing from the Ocala Star Manor.
I'll have to check that out. I mean, she's got a great military background. She's talking about war and peace, and, you know, I don't know, but she didn't feel like her party was, you know, the party that she had believed in for years, so she changed sides. Let's go to Gunter. What's bugging you?
I got two. First of all, the people don't know the definition of the word infringed. It means to limit, curb, or restrict. So to tell people that they cannot carry open carry is an infringement upon the Second Amendment, and that the Supreme Court doesn't come out and say that is ridiculous. The second thing is people like Richard Madcow, they're getting $25 million to speak to an audience of 500,000 people while you're bankrupting people like Alex Jones with 60 million listeners a day is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And well, it'll be interesting to see. Will MSNBC, will they be spun off and bought? Who will buy them?
Right.
Will it change direction and the hosts? We'll see. Elon Musk joked about it, but he joked about it more than once. He might really be considering it. That is very interesting. Yeah. Let's go to Charlie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Morning, fellas, from the beautiful city of Ocala, Florida. Woo. Couple of things grinding my gears this morning, fellas.
I like that.
We are the horse capital of the world, and we're slowly turning into the house capital of the world with too many people and not enough roads. Second thing, how long ago was it these hurricanes happened, and why are the trees still laying alongside the road? Where are our county commissioners to clean up the county? That's what's grinding my gears and bugging me this morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the input.
I hate when your gears get ground up, though. That's really
no,
bad.
That's not good
that's
for
not
anybody.
Good at all,
you
got to
get all those metal shavings
and
out.
The
and,
sound is just awful when that
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, and then eventually, you know, yeah. It's just not going to
not good.
Lock
not
good. Into gear.
Mm-mm.
No, yeah. You don't want that.
I get his point, though, but hey, there's a lot to clean up. That's all I can say, really. But is that an excuse? I don't know.
And some of it is, at least I knew, you know, when I asked about it in St. Pete, they didn't have room in the whatever landfill or wherever they were trying to, they basically ran out and had to figure out what their plan B was going to be. So I don't know if that's part of the scenario or not.
Right. But well, it
by
is part
now,
of the process. You've got to do something with it. You're right. So,
but by now, I mean, yes, a good amount of time has passed, and it's not like they didn't get hit like a Pinellas County did. But
we can guarantee you that the next time we talk to someone from the commission, we will ask.
We'll blame it on Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Is what we'll do.
Yeah,
unless he
yeah.
can defend himself, basically.
That's right. He's a big boy.
Guilty until proven. All right. Hey, I've got your code word for you. We've got plenty to talk about coming up. And how voters think that Trump basically is handling the transition. That and more on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Pam Bondi at the new Top Cop.
We need to overhaul DOJ and the FBI. Let the truth be known.
As it happens.
Additional security assistance for Ukraine.
Launch HIMARS and ATACMs into Russia. That's not exactly a way to de-escalate the situation.
The news station.
We have all this ridiculous regulation. It just makes us tough to grow like we need to grow.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy, happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Already looking forward to warmer weather. My goodness, spring will be around. That'll be May. May 9th and 10th. Rock the Country, a festival for we, the people, Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock. It'll be a big show. And we have a chance for you to win tickets. What you need to do is text the word FESTIVAL, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L, text FESTIVAL to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the two-day Rock the Country event that is going to be in Ocala at the Florida Horse Park. So once again, that is text FESTIVAL to 20357. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. All right. Most Americans are approving of Trump's transition. I don't know why they would have a problem with it. Maybe they don't like some of the picks. Doesn't appear to be the case. Most are pretty happy with the picks that he has made so far. There's always going to be some whiners and crybabies out there.
Of course.
Of course.
Whiners.
Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary was on Fox News Channel The Story talking about President-elect Donald Trump, China, and tariffs. O'Leary said, "I think what he's being concerned about is the goods and services he imports from China. There is going to be tariffs on China that are very aggressive, and that's because we're in a trade war with China, and now economic war. The rest of the world is going to be just fine because we have reciprocal tariff agreements. We've already negotiated the Canadian and Mexican one and some European countries. We're at a tilting point, a crossing point with China. And I think Trump is going to take them on as he started to. Remember, Biden didn't remove the Chinese tariffs. China needs to be dealt with. They are not playing fair. We're not getting access to their markets. And this is going to be temporary. They're not a sales tax in perpetuity. They're not inflationary in perpetuity. You basically raise them very high so the supreme leader gets worried about his job. If people start getting unemployed because we're not giving them access to their markets and tariffs, his head is going to be squeezed."
Wow. That doesn't sound very nice.
That's even worse than their old Chinese water torture.
Oh, yeah.
And he says that's a good thing. Because the only way you can save the supreme leader is to make sure everybody gets employed. Are they rioting in the streets? That is not a democracy over there, and they're a little weak right now. So I say, squeeze them hard, and Trump's going to do it. I'm okay with all of this. I'm not worried about Walmart right now or Target. They'll live with it. They've done it before. We've got to get this thing worked out with China now.
There you go.
Yeah, that's one of the things that the left is trying to call it a, you know, big tax, a national tax, yeah, or this tax, or that tax, because they don't want to explain how a tariff works. They don't want to explain what the idea is behind it. Mm. It's not a revenue raiser per se. It's not designed for that. It's designed in many ways to punish or protect. Could be punishing other countries that aren't playing fair, like China. They're not allowing us to get full access to their markets, yet they want full access to ours. Trump's going to say, "No, don't think about it." I don't think. I'm going to allow you to do that. And so that's what you do. And sometimes you have to protect your own industries, and tariffs are used in that way too. But they're almost always temporary. And remember, it's on China. So if that shirt all of a sudden goes up 50 cents and you're like, "Oh, my God." Well, you know what? You could probably find that shirt is made in another country besides China. Mm-hmm. Or then the really crazy thought where you look for one that's made in the USA.
Oh, that is a crazy thought.
It is.
You're crazy, Bob.
Hey, most of us, if you're listening to this show, we've been blessed. More than the average.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we try to give back. One of the ways that you can do it is a holiday food drive. This one through Alachua County Public Schools. Donations of food can be dropped off at Lincoln Middle School or Westwood Middle School between 10 and 2, or the district office on East University from 8 to 4. And you could also have some donations picked up by calling 352-955-7250 or looking up on the internet, the Alachua County Public Schools. But basically, it's pretty easy to drop these things off. And they are also accepting monetary contributions. Deadline for food, December 14th. Deadline for money contributions, December 17th. So
nice.
Do what you can and
help somebody out.
Thanks in advance
for that. It.
President-elect Donald Trump announced his nomination of Scott Bessent, a prominent investor and the CEO of Key Square Capital Management. This is for Treasury Secretary. Yep. He said, I'm most pleased to nominate Scott Bessent to serve as the 79th Secretary of Treasury in the United States. And he put this out on True Social. Scott is widely respected as one of the world's foremost international investors and geopolitical and economic strategists. Scott's story is that of the American dream. He has long been a strong advocate of the American First agenda. On the eve of our great country's 250th anniversary, he will help me usher in a new golden age for the United States as we fortify our position as the world's leading economy, center of innovation and entrepreneurialism, destination for capital while always and without question maintaining the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world. Unlike past administrations, we will ensure that no Americans will be left behind in the next greatest economic boom, and Scott will lead the effort for me and the great people of the United States. Yep, he's been outspoken in favor of Trump's America First economic policies. He is for the proper use of tariffs to revitalize American industry. In a recent op-ed he did for Fox News, titled Let's Talk Tariffs, he explained as much. So that's good. And John Carney, who is the economic editor for Breitbart, he said his extensive experience in global financial markets has equipped him with a deep understanding of international trade and currency dynamics. His perspectives on tariffs and economic policy reflect a blend of historical insight and contemporary financial acumen, positioning him as a compelling candidate for the Treasury Secretary position. So, looks pretty good from where I sit. Of course, once again, you'll have some lefty detractors, possibly.
Yeah,
but
that.
It sounds like this is a rock solid pick in putting forward, you know, the Trump agenda. So, yep, all about it. I mentioned this earlier. Literally holding crying sessions and therapy sessions for government employees. But what makes this additionally troubling is that these aren't just, you know, your rank and file, you know, folks that work in the offices and shuffle paper here and shuffle paper there. We're talking about members of the State Department. The State Department, you know, those that negotiate, those that work hand in glove with both the CIA and the FBI, foreign leaders, right? You work for the State Department. Chances are you got a pretty important job.
Yeah, this is big time stuff here.
So when you have to hold their hands and let them cry because Trump won, that tells me that these are not people that are of the caliber that you would expect in the State Department. But of course, we're not surprised under the Biden administration and the bureaucracy and those that have been, you know, protected through the years. But it was Congressman Daryl Issa out of California who really brought it up. Had said the State Department's held therapy sessions for employees who are upset by President Trump's election victory. He said, I'm concerned that the department is catering to federal employees who are personally devastated by the normal functioning of American democracy through the provision of government-funded mental health counseling. Because Kamala Harris was not elected president of the United States. Yeah, were they shocked that every 4 years there is a presidential election? Were they caught by surprise?
Maybe they just didn't, you know, pay attention all these other years.
Well, they were upset by the outcome, which is to his point. They shouldn't be so impacted by it. Change is a constant in our lives. This is when they were selling them on the counseling. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to have an insightful webinar where we delve into effective stress management techniques.
Man, how do they handle their day-to-day job if they can't handle just an election? Come on. Really?
It just goes to show you, like, their agenda, their priorities, and their emotional weakness all wrapped up into one. Hopefully the therapy helps. I mean, if they get a good therapist that says, listen, it appears that you've been wrong about everything. And then they work from there.
It's a good start.
It's an idea.
I love it.
It is 7:45. Happy, happy Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you get the Bob Rose Show podcast, where you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe. Good morning and welcome. Let's make Mondays great. That's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:49. And it is quite chilly out this morning. What do we have? 44, 45,
yeah.
Woo!
It's nippy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just enjoy it, embrace it, and you know how it is in Florida. It won't be long. In fact, later on today, you'll forget all about how cold it was.
We're talking mid-upper 70s the rest of the week, so, and even not the chance of rain until maybe Thursday night into Friday, so hey. We love when we can for Thanksgiving or Christmas. If we could use the patio, put everybody out there, put get some folding tables, do that. It's so much nicer out there.
Call me crazy, but I don't get a lot of take a lot of political advice from, I don't know, say professional wrestlers.
Typically, no.
I mean, look, there's an athletic thing there. There is certainly showmanship. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so I respect the difficulty to do what they do if they do it well. Okay?
Correct.
But again, politically, yeah.
They're just people, just like anybody else.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who, in all fairness, has made himself much more than just a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
And he's entered many arenas and dominated whichever stage he's ventured onto. I mean, TV, movies. However, there is one stage he's being advised to stay away from, the arena of politics.
Mm.
Former WWE star and current Tennessee Mayor Glenn Jacobs, known to wrestling fans as Kane.
Oh, I like him. Good guy.
Appeared on the Going Ringside podcast. And when asked about The Rock running for office, he was pretty clear on the subject. He said, "If I'm him, I wouldn't. Politics is incredibly contentious and toxic right now. Everybody likes Dwayne, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, because he's a great entertainer and he's a good guy. Got to remember that no matter what you say in politics, 50% of the people are just going to knee-jerk disagree with you. And you're going to have, you're going to really tick off some folks there." Mm-hmm. He said, "I've had to deal with that, obviously. But if I were him, I would advise him not to do that. Personally."
Hmm.
Johnson got a taste of that when he was talking about 2020 when he endorsed Joe Biden for president. However, Johnson said no when asked whether he would double down on his endorsement in 2024.
Right.
So
it was good to see, though. I mean, because again, you had Batista on one side, making fun of Donald Trump. But you did have Kane and The Undertaker.
The Hulkster.
And the Hulkster.
Big time came out for Trump.
All in on Trump. Team Trump. Gotta love that.
Am I going to do it again this year? The answer was no. He told them back then when the election was still going on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that because what I realized was that caused back then something that tears me up in my guts. And it's division. Hmm. And that got to me.
Yeah.
So the takeaway after months and months, I started to realize, oh, man, that caused an incredible amount of division in our country. So I realize now going into the election, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that because my goal is to bring our country together. I believe in that. It's in my DNA. So in the spirit of that, there's going to be no endorsement. That's what he had said previously. He said he also added, though, not that I'm afraid of it at all. But it's just I realize at this level of influence, I'm going to keep my politics to myself. I think it's between me and the ballot box. People, this is America. You're free to handle things however you want. You can come out and, endorse somebody for president if you choose to do that.
All right.
I just thought this year was incredibly different from the perspective of Kamala allegedly paying people, Oprah, Beyonce, the podcast thing
Taylor
that she
Swift.
Went on.
Yeah.
She
paid everybody.
Yeah. And that's...
if you want to pay somebody to perform, that's one thing. You've got band, you've got all those things.
Yeah.
We've never heard of them paying for endorsements before.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. Nothing that has ever been public. I mean, generally it is, well, the people that carry enough weight to endorse you,
right,
usually are in a position to pay their own bills.
Yes.
They're not looking for a handout.
And they're going to do it because they like you and want you to win.
And or believe in your, you know, your philosophies, et cetera, that you're the better choice in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all fine. But it is when you're really liked across the board by a lot of people, like The Rock, you're just...
Well, you're asking for trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why go there? Why go there?
And he hated to see the division. Well, you know, you could be an influencing factor there, but trust me, that division is bigger than even you. Bigger than The Rock. Yep. All right. Hopefully better times are coming. I don't know. I'm rooting for success. I'm rooting for this president to be successful.
Well, because if he wins, we win. And we like winning.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that...
Like the president wants the country to win, he wants the people to win. What a crazy concept.
Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, once again, priorities, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not so good there. What was he... having a little Swiftie party, was he?
Yeah, went to the concert.
Yeah, apparently he's going to take some heat for being seen partying at a Taylor Swift concert while a pro-Palestinian, a bunch of protesters were coursing through downtown Montreal and burning and looting as they went.
Wow.
That's
not a good look, is it?
No, it's really
you're
not.
You're hanging out, Swiftie party, concert,
and you don't want to hear those people cussing in French Canadian language. No, I'm not going to do it for you.
Okay, good.
Trudeau, who along with being Labour Party leader and the nation's prime minister, also represents Papineau, a portion of Montreal, Papineau.
Oui, oui.
And in the nation's parliament, but critics are blasting him for being 330 miles away in Toronto for the Swift concert as his hometown was burning. We'd like to bring the Prime Minister up on stage to play fiddle. Playing the part of Nero will be the man with perfect hair.
Oh, well, my goodness. Well,
the most perfect hair north of the Canadian border.
Yes, yeah. Got to be specific. Because, Newsom. Yeah.
You give him a run for his money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those two. Absolutely. You know what? They probably are better suited to be hair models than politicians. You know?
I thought about it that way.
Yeah. All right. Leftists who were part of the so-called resistance movement against President-elect Donald Trump in 2016, they're now facing disillusionment with activism. Yeah. All their activism, and they lost. On a Sunday report titled, "The Resistance Goes Quiet," Axios aimed to explain to folks why the left wing has not erupted into widespread protest, like what occurred when Trump beat former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton 8 years ago. Political science professor at McAllister College, Lisa Mueller, said female Democrat voters are more disappointed than shocked this time around. All right, hang in there, my friends. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America is going to be joining us with, what I consider very important information for all Floridians. So stick around. We're going to talk to him next on 97.3 The Sky.